Well, hello and good morning, and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Tax Lady. I am here this morning for our She Has Risen live conference call, and I just wanted to share with you, as I am sitting outside very early this morning, it's about a quarter after 6 a.m., and I'm going over my money mindset mastery mantra, which is I am brilliant and I am bankable. And I'm here to remind you that you are also extremely brilliant and beautifully bankable. And I want you to remember that as you become more fearless and less fearful. And I want you to remember that as you are making more powerful decisions around what you allow into your life and what you're letting go of to enjoy the life that you desire. I love the fact that I'm outside this morning. I can hear the birds chirping. I could almost see the sun continue to rise, but I put up a new gazebo yesterday and I realized I have blocked my view. So this is one of the main reasons I like to sit where I'm sitting this morning to do my morning meditation, because I love to watch the sunrise and I love to watch the sunset. So I've blocked the view, but I can clearly see where the sun is because I can see the different colors on the horizon. And it's okay that it's blocked, because I still know that no matter what, the sun is going to rise. Just like I know, no matter what, you are going to rise. You are going to overcome the challenges that may be facing you today. You're going to be moving the money blocks and getting them out of the way so that you're drowning out the noise and creating more bankability. You're going to be singing and rejoicing gleefully and gracefully, because God is still going to show you mercy. Whatever it is that may be challenging you now, that you may be finding difficult to express, difficult to face head on, difficult to digest, those are the things that God is putting you through so that you are more resilient. I don't want you to, again, I've said this before, don't conflate that with long suffering. It is not a good thing for you, for us to hold on to things that just do not serve us. And we often do, especially as women, because we are very emotional. We hold on to things that people have said. We hold on to the way people have made us feel, but we're not holding on to the true power that resides in us, which again is to be brilliant and bankable. So on this great morning, I want you all to remember that you too can still rise. Again, the challenges may be temporary, no matter how difficult they may seem, no matter how hurtful or painful they may feel, but that is temporary. Find the lesson in the blessing, and find the reason that this may be showing up for you in your life. Don't resist the feelings that may be showing up for you. Acknowledge them. Affirm them. Because the feelings are real. The feelings are real. And you are allowed to feel what you feel. I'm just here to show you a different way of processing how you feel, so that you, again, are not stuck in the long suffering. You're not taking everything so personally that someone may say to you or how they make you feel. A lot of people say you'll never forget what a person did to you or did for you. Actually, you'll never forget what they've said to you, but you'll never forget how they made you feel. Right? Again, you may forget everything that someone has said to you, but you will never forget the way someone makes you feel. So I am here just to make you feel honored, to remind you that you are beautiful, to remind you that you are brilliant, you are bankable. I affirm you, I support you, I salute you, I value you, I respect you, I'm here for you, I love you, and I want you to continue to be more bankable as you are continuing to take this journey on the She Has Risen virtual conference. And I'm here to share with you the power of manifestation. My challenge for you today is to write down one thing that may be challenging you to, you know, in your life right now. It can be a personal thing. It could be a financial issue or situation. It can be something about your appearance, something about your health. What may be challenging you right now? I want you to think about that. And then I want you to think about what would have to be true for things to be different. And the third question is, are you ready for this to be different? And if you are ready for this to be different, and if you'd like me to go into more details with you on moving those money blocks, getting them out of your way, dealing with your partner's money blocks, and so that you all are not having those chaotic confrontations about finances. I've told you, make it a sexy conversation. Set up a money date. I'll walk you through all of those things. I'll also walk you through how to drown out the money blocks as you are creating more bankability when the world appears to be crumbling around you. Again, I'm sitting outside. This is the same exact spot I usually sit in. And by this point, I can actually see the sun. Right now, I can't. It's blocked because of the gazebo. But I can see all of the colors illuminating around it, which means I know the sun is still there. It's just blocked. If I hold on and be patient, and if I sit here long enough, the sun will rise above this dome on this gazebo. I mean, the gazebo is not that tall. So again, it's about me being patient, right? Yes, I could get up and move and go around the gazebo to see what I want to see. But this is a test for me to just be patient, to be still and to be patient and to manifest the things that I desire in life. And I want to help you manifest the things that you desire in your life. Don't be afraid to make more money, worried about the tax man. Don't be afraid of losing benefits. Don't be afraid of out-earning one of your girlfriends. Don't be afraid of out-earning someone in your family. You too, honey, my friend, my soldier in success, again, are extremely bankable. And you deserve to enjoy the seven riches of life. You deserve the abundance. You deserve to shine. You deserve to be recognized. All of those beautiful things about being valued and being honored, that is a right that is due to you. And I want you to reclaim the power in your voice so we can continue to shatter your glass money ceiling and you can continue to be more bankable every day. Again, I thank you for being here. This is Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady. I am also a licensed real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. I come to you with many moons of experience in the real estate market, also in the finance industry, and many, many years, actually decades, of direct sales and marketing. So I know what it feels like. I know how I felt, and I know how much liberation and freedom I seem to feel I found after I began money coaching. And I want to share that experience with YOU, my soldier in success. So again, if you are ready, I want you to text She Has Risen to 734-821-2850 or email me with the subject line She Has Risen to Money Coach at BankableBusinessPodcast.com. I love you. I'll see you soon. And until then, be brilliant, be beautiful, and be bankable. My resilient tribe of courageous men and women who I know represent multiple diverse communities and respect the power of money and love financial security. Be well, be bankable.